If the Duke with the other Duke come up to composition with the King of Hungary, why then all the Dukes fall upon the King.
Heaven grant us his peace, but not the King of Hungary.
Amen.
Marshal Coutts, like the sanctimonious pirate that went to sea with the Ten Commandments but scraped one out of the table.
Thou shalt not steal.
Aye, that he raised.
Why? It was a commandment to command the captain and all the rest from their functions. They put forth to steal. There's not a soldier of us all, but in the thanksgiving before meat do relish the petition well that prays for peace.
I never heard any soldier dislike it.
I believe thee, but I think thou never wast where grace was said.
No, 1,000 times at least.
What? In meter?
In any proportion, or in any language.
I think, or in any religion.
Aye, why not? Grace is great, despite of all controversy. As, for example, thou thyself art a wicked villain, despite of all grace.
Well, there went but a pair of shears between us.
I grant, as there may between the lists of the velvet, thou art the lists.
And thou the velvet. Thou art good velvet. Thou art a three-piled piece, I warrant thee. I had as neatly a list of an English curly as be piled as thou art piled. But a French velvet? Do I speak feelingly now?
I speak thou dost, and indeed with most painful feeling of thy speech. I will, out of thine own confession, learn to begin thy health, but as I live, forget to drink after thee.
I think I've done myself wrong, have I not?
Yea, that thou hast, whether thou art tainted or free.
Behold, behold, where Madam Mitigation comes. I have purchased as many diseases under her roof as come to...
To what, I pray? Judge. To $3,000 a year?
I am more. A French crown more.
Thou art always figuring diseases in me, but thou art full of error. I am sound.
Nay, not as one would say healthy, but so sound as things that are hollow. Thy bones are hollow. In party, have made a feast of thee.
How now? Which of your hips has the most profound sciatica?
Well, there's one yonder, arrested and carried to prison, was worth 5,000 of you all.
Who's that, I pray thee?
Nay, sir, that's Claudio. Signor Claudio.
Claudio to prison? Tis not so.
Nay, but I noticed, sir. I saw him arrested. So I'm carried away. Which is more, within these 3 days, then the chops off.
But after all this fooling, I would not have it so.
Art thou sure of this?
I'm too sure of it. And it's forgetting Madam Julietta with child.
Believe me, this may be. He promised to meet me 2 hours since, and he was ever precise in promise keeping.
Besides, you know, it draws something near to the speech we had to such a purpose.
But most of all, agreeing with the proclamation.
Away! Let's go learn the truth of it.
Thus, what with the war? What with the sweat? What with the gallows? And what with poverty? I am custom shrunk. And now, what's the news with you?
Yonder man is carried to prison.
Well, what's he done?
A woman.
But what's his offense?
Groping for charts in a peculiar river.
Oh, what is with a maid with child by him?
No, but there's a woman with maid by him. You've not heard of the proclamation, have you?
What proclamation, man?
All houses in the suburbs of Vienna must be cut down.
And what should become of those in the city?
They shall stand for seed. They have gone down too, but there's a wise burgher put in for them.
But shall all our houses of resort in the suburbs be pulled down?
To the ground, mistress.
Why, here's a change indeed in the commonwealth. What shall become of me?
Come, fear not you. Good counsellors have no clients. Though you change your place, though we not change your trade, I'll be attached to still. Courage, there'll be pity taken on you. You that have worn your eyes almost out in the service, you'll be considered.
What's you here, Thomas Tapster? Let's withdraw.
Here comes Signor Claudio, led by the promise to prison. And there's Madam Juliet.
Oh. Fellow, why dost thou show me thus to the world? Bear me to prison where I am committed.
I do it not in evil disposition. But from Lord Angelo by special charge.
Thus can the demigod authority make us pay down for our offense by weight. The words of heaven, on whom it will, it will. On whom it will not, so.
Yet still it is just.
Why, how now, Claudio? When comes this restraint?
From too much liberty, my Lucio. Liberty. A surfeit is the father of much fast, so every stroke by the immoderate use turns to restraint. Our natures do pursue, like rats that ravin down their proper vein, a thirsty evil. And when we drink, we die.
If I could speak so wisely under an arrest, I would send for certain of my creditors. But yet, to say the truth, I had as lief have the property of freedom as the morality of imprisonment. What thy offense, Claudio?
What but to speak of would offend again.
What is it? Murder?
No.
Lechery?
Call it so.
Away, sir, you must go.
One word, good friend. Lucio, a word with you.
100 if they do you any good. Is lechery so looked after?
Thus stands it with me. Upon a true contract, I got possession of Giulietta's bed. You know the lady. She is past my wife, save that we do the denunciation lack of outward order. This we came not to only for propagation of a dower remaining in the coffer of her friends, from whom we thought it meet to hide our love till time had made them for us. But it chances the stealth of our most mutual entertainment with character too gross is writ on Juliet.
With child, perhaps?
Unhappily, even so. And the new deputy now for the Duke, whether it be the fault and glimpse of newness, or whether that the body public be a horse whereon the governor doth ride, who newly in the seat, that it may know he can command, lets it straight feel the spur, whether the tyranny be in his place or in his eminence that fills it up, I stagger in. But this new governor awakes me all the enrolled penalties, which have, like unscoured armour, hung by the wall so long that 19 zodiacs have gone round, that none of them been worn. And for a name, now puts the drowsy and neglected act freshly on me. 'Tis surely for a name.
I warrant it is. And thy head stands so tickle on thy shoulders that a milkmaid, if she be in love, may fly it off. Send after the Duke and appeal to him.
I have done so, but he's not to be found. I prithee, Lucio, do me this kind service. This day my sister should the cloister enter and there receive her approbation. Acquaint her with the danger of my state. Implore her in my voice that she make friends to the strict deputy. Bid herself assay him. I have great hope in that. For in her youth there is a prone and speechless dialect such as move men. Besides, she hath prosperous art when she will play with reason and discourse. And well she can persuade.
I pray she may. As well for the encouragement of the like, which else would stand under grievous imposition, as for the enjoying of thy life. Who I would be sorry should be thus foolishly lost at a game of tic-tac. I'll to her.
I thank you, good friend Lucy.
Within 2 hours.
Come, officer, away.